My name is Toshi Hosaka from JPNIC. By this presentation, I will briefly report our experience of the reverse DNS lookup failure and its impact to JP community. So we have a trouble on 2005, October 23rd, from 3:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. The trouble details is like this: reverse DNS lookup failure to part of JP and KL networks plus ERX ranges from the APNIC region maintained in Erin reverse DNS zones. So under JPNIC management, we had 216 class Bs, and we are not sure about the canonic zone and APNIC ERX range. So actually, we do not know whole range, whole affected zone. But anyway, under JPNIC management, we had 216 class Bs affected. And cause of failure is announced in the APNIC mailing list and also APNIC website. The security update on Saturday, which is October 22nd, by APNIC, caused some errors in APNIC shared zone reverse delegation data, and this resulted in some reverse DNS records accidentally being undelegated. So, what's the impact of the reverse DNS lookup failure? First, we had a denial of connection. There was a report from one of our members that network access control specified by domain rejected valid connections. And we also had a report that some emails message could not be relayed because some mail servers are doing reverse DNS lookup to prevent spam or something. In general, impact varies depending on the application setting by each server management. But reverse DNS lookup is still critical, just like forward DNS lookup for ISPs, because it could cause their service interruption. JPNIC had some complaint from our members that initial trouble report was too late. Actually, this trouble occurred on October 23rd and fixed on the same day, but JPNIC first report on this incident was made the next day, 24th, and APNIC's first report was made on 28th, 5 days later. One of our members said ISPs need immediate report as soon as the trouble happened, because they need to point out that announcement or report to report their customers as an official information. And some others said that when DNS or RIR or NIR infrastructure fails, web or email announcement cannot be worked, so telephone or fax contact is more appropriate. Or some said JPNIC has to have a 24/7 emergency contact to our members. So, the issues. We should recognize again that we are responsible. We mean RIR and NIR are responsible for reverse DNS zone management. and that is important service to the community. And of course, we should consider how to prevent this kind of trouble. And we should consider how to detect the problem, how to notify the problem to the communities, how soon we can make it. And we should consider RIR, NIR cooperation, including escalation procedure, etc. Improvements for these issues are already made. For example, automated alert script implemented both APNIC and JPNIC already. And JPNIC talked with the APNIC staff, and so escalation procedure between APNIC and JPNIC was defined already. And according to APNIC, they increased the visibility of service status, and they changed the scheduled maintenance window to weekdays, avoiding weekend, because in the weekend we tend to have some trouble in communicating each other. So that's all for me. I believe following Terry's presentation follows my presentation, explaining their improvement activities.